This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
The Roberto Clemente Award pays tribute to the late Hall of Famer's legacy, achievements, and character by recognizing a Major League player who best represents the game through extraordinary character, community involvement, philanthropy, and positive contributions both on and off the field.
That's St. Louis native and MLB Network studio host Fran Charles talking about what MLB looks for in a Roberto Clemente Award winner. Welcome to the program, the first off-season edition of the 2018-2019 Cardinals Insider Podcast. I'm Brett McMillan, glad to have you with us, and we're going to be locking in on Yadier Molina, who is the winner of the Roberto Clemente Award this year. Very proud of Yadi, what he's done on the field and also off of it. The organization proud to have him representing us in that form and fashion for what he has done for the people of Puerto Rico and through his foundation. Proud to have him as a St. Louis Cardinal in uniform. We're going to talk about how he's just expanded, added another brick to that legacy with this award this year. So good to have you. If you listen regularly, if you're subscribed perhaps, you know that we do this every week during the baseball season. We dial it back a little bit during the winter, but still I'd say 4 to 6 episodes out. We are going to have something from the winter meetings in Las Vegas in December, winter warm-up in St. Louis, which could also include some caravan content as well. Those events run congruently. And then, what else? Spring training, obviously, that kind of is still in the off-season vein, but really it's preseason. And alumni chats. We've got some talks with alumni specific to this podcast that are going to come at you this winter. We do a lot of that in season as well. We make sure that we talk to alumni throughout the summer as they come through. But there's so many of them. I mean, they do such a great job. Joe Pfeiffer and Larry State and our alumni relations, they do a phenomenal job of engaging and bringing those alumni back. And to their credit, the alumni like to come back because you guys fill up the stands and you make them feel welcome and you made them feel loved when they played here. And so why not come back and just embrace their new role in Cardinal Nation? So we will talk with some alumni as the winter rolls along. Make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcast, and you won't miss it. A little bit more on that later and maybe what you can expect. But for now, let's turn to the subject of today's show. That is Yadier Molina. As I mentioned, he's won that Roberto Clemente Award. He's down in Colombia, at least when they were doing the press conference at the World Series in Boston earlier this week. And so he wasn't able to make it up to Boston. His wife Wanda and some of the Clemente family were there, along with the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. So we'll hear some audio from them in a minute. And Yadi, since he couldn't make the press conference, did a little teleconference with the media. Just a couple members able to jump on, and we rolled on that as he called in from Colombia. So we'll have some audio from Yadi talking about what this award means to him. And it means a lot. Yadi is just the fourth Puerto Rican-born player, and I think fifth ever of Puerto Rican descent to win the Roberto Clemente Award. That is especially noteworthy because, of course, just like Yadier, Roberto Clemente was born in Puerto Rico. He was a great humanitarian, a 15-time All-Star in Major League Baseball. Just 2 years after coming out with this award, renamed it after Roberto, who died tragically, of course, in 1973, trying to provide aid to people in Nicaragua in that year. So a great legacy on and off the field for Roberto Clemente. It is hard to win this award. And here's some perspective. There's only been 5 Cardinals ever, including Yadier, to win it. And the Cardinals now have more winners of this award than any team ever. So think about that. Since 73, 5 for one team. That's pretty tough to do. Yadier is the fifth. Lou Brock was the first to win it in 1975, just a few years out from the founding of the award. Ozzie Smith, who hosts our television show, won it in 1995. Albert Pujols in 2008. I know that Albert and his foundation are very proud of that award, as they should be. And Carlos Beltran, the most recent before Yadier to win it, that was in 2013. How did we get here? Well, Yadi's got a foundation that helps children battling cancer and also underprivileged children in Puerto Rico. And then he really, I think it was the commissioner that said it maybe during the press conference, and I thought it was an apt word. He's been the spearhead for baseball. Such a great response from the league and its member clubs. But Yadi has in many ways been the face of the response to Hurricane Maria and the devastation that it brought to Puerto Rico back in 2017. Yadi has gone down, taken food, supplies to the people on his home island, and really has made it a personal cause to try to help as they rebuild and bounce back from that horrible hurricane which caused so much devastation to the 3.4 million people that reside on that island. A huge humanitarian crisis, and Yadier Molina doing his part to help his native land. So here's what we're going to do. We'll hear a little bit from the press conference that you probably saw on MLB Network the other night, or maybe you didn't, but I thought there was some good stuff from some of the people there on the dais, and then we'll take you to let you hear from Yadier in that teleconference as well. We start out, though, with the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. High praise for Yadier Molina.
Yadi Molina, what do you say about his on-field accomplishments? Maybe one of the greatest defensive catchers of all time. He's been an all-star 9 out of the last 10 years. He was the cornerstone of two St. Louis Cardinal World Championship clubs. And, you know, my personal favorite, the last two WBC teams, Puerto Rican teams, were made better at all positions as a result of Yadi's presence.
Yadi was represented at the presser in Boston by his wife, Wanda. You see her around sometimes at the different foundation events that Yadier might have. I know they did a Taste of Puerto Rico, St. Louis event here this year, and she was front and center on that. The Molinas both engaged in the work that Yadier's foundation does. Here's Wanda on what it meant to win the Roberto Clemente Award. And again, remember, Yadier growing up in Puerto Rico, that's where Roberto Clemente is from, so a special bond, one of just five of Puerto Rican descent ever to win this award, and just the fourth of Puerto Rican birth. Here's what Wanda said when she talked about what it meant to be honored with this award.
We're very happy. It's a huge honor. It's the biggest recognition to receive the Roberto Clemente Award, especially for a Puerto Rican. He's our legend and our own hero. And every time your name is next to his, it's wonderful.
So that's a taste from the press conference. Let's turn to that teleconference. I mentioned it at the top. Yadier out of the country down in South America. He's managing, I want to say it's the U23 Puerto Rico team. It's the younger version of the World Baseball Classic, essentially. He's done it before, and he's down there doing it again logistically. Just couldn't get up to Boston. He was bummed out about that. But he did jump on this telecall, and he talked about what Wanda just talked about a moment ago, that Roberto Clemente wasn't just a role model. Yadi used an even stronger word when describing what Clemente's legacy had inspired him toward, both as a ball player and in assisting others who might find themselves on hard times.
I mean, Roberto Clemente, he was one of my heroes back in the day. Still one of my heroes right now. And just to have this award mean a lot for me and for my family. So I'm just happy for that. It's great. It's new for the people in Puerto Rico.
That thought was part of Yadi's opening statement, just thanking everyone for jumping on the call and then what the award meant to him. Rick Hummel of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Hall of Famer, also was on the call. And he had the first question out of the gate. He asked Yadier kind of to expound on what he mentioned in that opening statement. Clemente, very important in Puerto Rico, and Yadier never got to see him play, but what did it mean, or what did he hear from others who maybe had met Roberto Clemente or at least had seen him play? What had he heard from them? And Yadi expanded on it even and took it to another place, just about the role of Clemente in the everyday life of Puerto Ricans. Here's the question from Rick Hummel and Yadier Molina with the answer.
I know you didn't get a chance to see Clemente play, but what did your elders in Puerto Rico tell you about him as a player and as a man as you grew up?
Well, everything started in the house. You know, my mom had it on the wall. It had the picture of Clemente. And then in the school, we got a bunch of homework about Clemente. And he, you know, like, he was like our legend. Like, I mean, what he did, what he died for, and he was like our God there. And we appreciate everything that he did when he was alive, on the field and off the field. And when I was growing up, he was like a legend for us. He was like a hero, and he was everywhere. He was in every house that we go through, and he was in every school that we go. He was like our president, you know, like he was our God and our hero.
For our next question, we stay with a reporter from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's Derek Gould. He asked, what did Yadier see and observe the first time he went down for relief after Hurricane Maria? Again, Yadier was there on the island, handing out supplies, arranged for it to get down there. He took a personal and significant role in aiding his fellow Puerto Ricans. Derek Gould setting it up with the question, and Yadier giving a thorough answer.
I wondered if you could recall what it was like for you when you went to Puerto Rico last year and, you know, just to see firsthand what the neighborhoods were like. I wonder what you were prepared to see and then what it was like to actually see that.
I tell you right now, I never pictured in my mind that when I arrived there in Puerto Rico, I'm going to see something like that. I mean, it was crazy. It was unbelievable. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, after we finished our season, I told my wife, I was like, hey, we had to do something. We had to go there. And then I put my team and we put a plan together over there. And then we tried to Puerto Rico and we did the job. And then the soon we landed in Puerto Rico, we saw all the destruction of all the houses, the mountains. It was crazy. I mean, it wasn't no mountain. I mean, it's no trees there, and the people, there's no power, and the people need too much help. And I was like in shock. And then that thing over there for 14 days, we woke up around 6 a.m. in the morning and then get up to bed around 1 a.m. in the morning and like that every day, you know, only five hours of rest, 5 hours sleep. And it was crazy, but at the same time, we were ready. We were ready. We want to help. And we bring too many help. I mean, we bring water, we bring food to the people. And we did a good, really good job. Every day for 14 days for 2 weeks in a row, and I just feel after that I was like so drowning, like oh my god, I had to take like 2 days off because I couldn't get up from bed. Because when you're there, you don't think about that, you just want to go and try to hold there how many people you can. But when you go back to US and you sit back and relax for a minute, You're running and you're like, what just happened? And it was unbelievable experience. It was unbelievable experience.
Our next question from this teleconference piggybacks off of what you just heard. Jennifer Langosh of MLB.com, she's the Cardinal beat writer for MLB.com, followed up on what Derek asked.
Yeah, when you were answering Derek's question, you talked about what you saw in Puerto Rico last year. I'm curious what you found when you returned home this offseason, how much rebuilding there still is going on, and how your foundation may still be involved in those efforts this year.
Yeah, we feel more. I'm going to Puerto Rico in December to bring some more help there. Right now, we are probably, in my opinion, we are probably like 70-75% of review. Down there, we still need more help. And the town from the center part of Puerto Rico is the more dangerous area. Right now, they need more help. That's the area where I'm going to concentrate the most, because on the coast, that people that got some energy, they got some power there, and they got so many help there. So that's right now. I went over there, and then we are like 75% rebuild right now. We need more help.
a tremendous accomplishment for Yadier Molina. Again, just the fifth Cardinal ever to win the award, following Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Albert Pujols, and Carlos Beltran. And he is the fourth Puerto Rican-born player to win it. Edgar Martinez, Carlos Delgado, and Beltran, of course, from Puerto Rico as well. Yadier, the fourth Puerto Rican-born, the fifth of Puerto Rican descent to win this coveted award, the Roberto Clemente Award, here in 2018. We'll have more content for you over the coming weeks. Maybe you are new to the program. If you are, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want you to know that you can listen, rate, subscribe, review. All those things help. We don't expect you to do it, but it certainly is helpful. And you can get in touch with us. Seriously, I read every email. Podcast with an S at cardinals.com. You can follow basically anywhere that you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play. I mean, anywhere that you would want to listen, we are out there because our friends at Major League Baseball Advanced Media have made that possible. We really appreciate them doing that in the recent months. Can't tell you for sure when the next time we'll talk to you will be, but I do know that there are things we're going to want to talk about over the winter, so it's not like this will be the last time. I would even imagine maybe before Thanksgiving I may be on the horn with you again, but to make sure you don't miss it, just make sure that you are subscribed. And ooh, alumni chats. I told you there'd be more info. Basically, here's the deal, and this is exciting. I really am excited about it, is every Friday home game this past year, they have brought an alumni to the museum, and one of the head folks over there, Brian Finch, just does a great job, loves Cardinal history, engages these guys well, has a little bit of a rapport and a relationship with them because they contact them on museum business or Hall of Fame weekend. Brian is very involved with that, with the Red Jacket program, such and such. So Brian will sit these guys down in front of a crowd, which you can be a part of, by the way. All it requires is just buying a museum ticket and coming down. I think the events usually start at about 4 o'clock. Any Friday home game, these guys talk for, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. Sometimes it pushes an hour. And just fascinating, fascinating stuff. Talking about the theory of the game, why they played it the way they did, situationally, how they looked at different things, how the game has changed, what they think of the modern game, what the Cardinals meant to them. I mean, you name it, the topic has probably been covered at some point, from names that maybe are people you watched growing up, maybe people before your time, and some of them names maybe that echo a little bit bigger in Cardinal baseball in that kind of pantheon of history, and some that maybe are a little more niche, but either way, names that are significant and have great stories. I've heard the audio. We're going to bring you some of that this winter from this past year, and then we're excited to let you know that it's going to be a part of the regular offering. I think that there's over a dozen weekends, a dozen different times they're going to do that, and we are in some form or fashion going to provide that to you on the podcast. Doesn't mean the podcast is going to become just that. We'll still do our weekly stuff. It'll be in the same vein and genre that it's been before, but we're going to have even more alumni stuff, and we're still working out what that looks like, whether it's expanding to some bonus episodes or whether it's just giving you even longer episodes that you can really sink your teeth into. Maybe you get two commutes out of it instead of one, but we're going to have more alumni content here in the coming weeks and over this 2019 season. I am really excited about doing that and the work that the folks at the Cardinals Museum have done in order to make that possible. Thanks for listening. It's been fun. Congratulations to Yadier Molina. Well, well deserved, both on and off the field. What a tremendous accomplishment. 2018 Roberto Clemente Award winner for, well, I would say everyone that's involved with the podcast, but just cuts today. So for myself, Brett McMillan, been great to talk with you. I really did miss it. Can't wait to do it again here, hopefully very soon. Thanks for checking in on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.